Money Business Radio Show. I have a special guest for you today. He's going to be in queue in just a few minutes, Evan Carmichael. I will introduce him when he comes into the show. I want to direct your attention to some marketing seminars that I'm doing for small business. Obviously, we're in a time of COVID-19. Some businesses are closed. Some businesses are operating at a smaller capacity. And so I want to talk to you about some marketing seminars. If you go to viewstub.com, you will see my seminars, Marketing to the Max, and I'm going to enable you to market your business to its maximum potential. There are 12 seminars starting off with marketing, and I'm going to break down every facet of marketing, advertising, branding, social media marketing, etc. $10 a session. You get all 12 sessions for $100. Again, go to viewstub.com and you'll see, and click on events, and you'll see my event coming up, which starts next week. I'm going to bring Evan into the show. I'm going to introduce Evan to you as soon as I can get him in here. Wi-Fi is a little slow. Hey, so I'm going to introduce Evan. You know, at age 19, Evan built and sold a biotech software company. At 22, he was a venture capitalist, helping raise $500,000 to $15 million. Biggest YouTube channel for entrepreneurs, over 2 million subscribers. He's written 4 books. He speaks globally. And he owns Canada's largest salsa dance studio. Welcome, Evan Carmichael, to the show. Evan, how you doing, man?
Great, Mike. Thanks for the love.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So how are things in Canada during this time? I know, you know, I'm sure you've been watching the news. I try to stay away from the news a little bit because it's just I've had a lot of news about COVID, and it's pretty much all you see on the news now. But how is Canada doing?
So I'm in Toronto, Ontario. It's okay. Not nearly as bad as New York and everything that's happened there.
Sure.
I think we're probably a little faster to kind of get on top of things. So things are good. They're
right.
Talking about easing restrictions a little bit. But
that's good.
I'm just head down, grinding away, making content, and
sure.
doing my thing.
Sure. You mentioned making content, which a lot of people should be making content now because, you know, as I mentioned before, some businesses are closed completely. Some businesses are operating at, you know, restaurants and things like that. You can have curbside or take whatever. But, you know, there's these times when you have these great ideas as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, and you're like, oh, I'll just do it down the road. You know, I'll put that idea on the back burner. Now is the time, right, to get those ideas going and to actually put some feet to your faith.
Yeah, when this whole thing hit, I was getting ready for the onslaught on my YouTube channel, figuring that it would blow up
mm-hmm.
because everybody's at home,
right.
everybody's watching YouTube videos, and for I guess people may not know my channel, it's a bunch of thought leadership content helping you, you know, find your business and learn from super successful entrepreneurs. And
sure.
what ended up happening, not just for my channel but across the board, was thought leadership content went way down. Which totally shocked me. So YouTube views are way up, but
right.
not for thought leadership. The views that were up were news. So people were, you know, trying to keep track of how many people died today or this hour in whatever state, or two,
sure.
entertainment. So people were not trying to get better. They were trying to just shut off the world and lose themselves in entertainment, which is fine. But
mm-hmm.
this is your chance to go and actually build something.
Right.
Right. This is your chance to take that idea that you've got and you know, if you want to be a comedian, awesome. You can't go and do
mm-hmm.
comedy shows right now, but you could do them online. You could start telling jokes on
sure.
Instagram Live. You could start making YouTube videos. Like, this is your
yep.
chance to start betting on yourself and take that idea you've got in your head. Like, if you're not doing it right now, when are you going to do it?
Exactly. Exactly. I've been telling people, too, I'm doing these marketing seminars. And now is not a,
mm-hmm.
is not a time to sit and watch TV. You don't want to binge watch shows on Netflix. We love you, Netflix, but you don't want to do that. What you want to do is you want to be a very good steward of your time, and you want to make every second count because, you know, procrastinating, it's not going to get you anywhere. What's going to get you somewhere because, you know, the world will get back to normal, and you want to be prepared for the world getting back to normal. So now is the time to – you know, do your e-commerce site if you don't have an e-commerce site. And I talked to a lady in Albany, New York, you know, and she is a massage therapist. Her business is closed, and she's really contemplating closing her business, and she's struggling. I said, listen, do you sell any products? And she said, I sell CBD products, oils and things like that. She said, my manufacturer is out of Canada. I said, do me a favor. Do you have a website? She said, yeah. I said, post those things on the website. You know, put your CBD things on there, the price that you charge. And I said, contact your manufacturer in Canada and see if he will drop ship those for you. Okay? He's making money. You're making money. People are getting the CBD oils to relieve pain. It's a win-win-win. So you got to think outside the box in this time.
Yeah, 1,000%. I think moving online and also just using the time to prepare. Like if you're already in business,
yeah,
it's what are the things that you've been putting off? Because we're going to come back. We're going to have
right.
People will need a massage therapist. So what can you mm-hmm. do right now that you've been putting off because you've never had time because you've been working 40, 50, 60, 80 hours a week?
Right.
I own a bunch of online businesses, but I also own a dance studio here in Canada. It's the largest salsa dancing studio, maybe in North America, but definitely
that's
in Canada.
Awesome.
Where we'll teach up to 5,000 people a year how to dance salsa.
Wow.
We're closed, right? Like, you're not taking a salsa dance. Social distancing and salsa dancing don't go well together.
mm-hmm.
So the guy who I have running the business, you know, we can't, we could do online courses. The thing is, most people who come to a salsa class are coming to meet people. It's a social
mm-hmm.
thing. It's not so much just learning the move, and and you need a partner, and most people come as a single. So doing something at home is not
gotcha.
Really an option. So,
mm-hmm.
so the guy who's helping me run it, he's spending his time making some videos to promote, working
yep.
on the projects that he wasn't, you know, making time for before. Trying to recruit new instructors so that when we come back, instead of just having 3 instructors in the company, we'll have, you know, 8 to 9. And so like spending all the time to make the business assume we're coming back, right? Whether it's
exactly.
July or August or November, whatever, we're coming back. People will need
sure.
a massage therapist. People will need a salsa dancing class. So what can you be doing right now? Because you're not working, you know, 40, 50 hours in the business.
Yeah,
so just get ahead. So
exactly.
it could be doing online or just thinking, when I come back, how can we be stronger?
Yeah, and now's a great time to do it because, you know, one of the things I always encourage people to do, excuse me, is brainstorm, you know. So you want to spend at least a half hour a day just kind of brainstorming, writing down some ideas. And then you want to, almost like comedy, you know, I write bits and I revise them and things like that. And I figure out how to implement them into my set. You want to figure out ways to implement those ideas. Now is a great time. I want to encourage people to do that because you don't know when restrictions are going to ease. I mean, you just don't know from day to day. You know, I live in the state of New York. I'm about 4 hours from the city. So it's not so bad upstate, but downstate's pretty bad. But, you know, they may open it in a month or so. I don't really know. But you know what? It seems like time is flying by pretty fast. Now we're into almost Mother's Day. You know, we were off the tour in March. It's been almost a couple of months now. It's flying by. I mean, you know, every day seems to run into another day. Like, you know, you wake up and you're like, what day is it today? What time is it? But time is still ticking just as fast or as slow as it did before. You know what I mean?
I love comedy as a setup for this because one of the things that people are most afraid of is failing and being rejected. And that's
mm-hmm.
like the life of a comedian, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you go and you don't get called back on the gigs and, you know, people don't
sure.
laugh at your jokes and you just get back up
right.
and you do it again.
Right.
That's what more people need to do. It's like not when you're writing a joke, each joke is special and came from somewhere. But if it doesn't work, great. You kill it and
mm-hmm.
you move on to a different joke for
right.
the next show. It's the same idea. Like if you're
yes.
people brainstorm ideas like you suggest, but then – it gets so precious, and this thing has to be the one that works out, and they get so perfect over it that then they never do anything because they're afraid of rejection.
Right, right. That's a good point. That's a good point. I got to ask you before I forget the Doritos thing. Okay, are you? I know you have a bag. I actually saw the picture or whatever when you were doing. You had a video going, so you have them there to let yourself know that you're stronger than the Doritos. You got to tell me the story. What's behind that? How did that start?
So I have a giant bag of Doritos in my office at all times, and I went to Costco and got like the half human size. It's not just the regular standard fare. Because I love Doritos. Doritos are, man, right. I mean, I'm looking at it right now and my mouth is watering and I could just eat that entire bag right now.
Sure.
I'm drooling on my desk here.
Right.
When you're on a diet, a lot of times what people will say is get rid of the junk food from your house. And I think that's maybe a great first step, but I think ultimately you're teaching yourself that you suck, that the only way you're going to stick to something is if you create your perfect environment. And then what happens? You go on vacation, you hit a cruise, you go to an office party, you're destroying all the food in front of you because you've left your perfect bubble. And so I want to do things that are difficult. I want to teach myself that I do difficult things. And so I have Doritos, which is my weakness, not just tucked away in some cupboard, but right there next to me all day long as a reminder that I'm stronger than the Doritos. So my strategy is called damn the Doritos, because damn the Doritos, because that bag is stronger than me. No way.
Yeah.
And so it's just – it's mental training. Just to your point about, hey, this is your time to start your own business, that's a difficult thing. When you teach yourself that you do difficult things, that's when you start to win. And so even though it has nothing to do with business, looking at that bag every day and having it here reminds me that I'm strong. And so it's like a mental pat on my back every time I see it.
Sometimes you got to push through. I've experienced this over the course of my life, and it's amazing that I got into comedy. People ask me all the time how I got into comedy. Well, I said in my mind one time, because I've done a lot of things over the years, I said in my mind that I would never be a comedian, and God has a sense of humor. I grew up a stutterer, and I grew up with a huge fear of public speaking. I remember doing school plays, and I said, can I be a tree? Can I not have a line? And I used to hate reading out loud in class. And I think a lot of times when you have adversity in your life, when you push through that adversity, there's blessing on the other side, okay? And I believe that I've always been meant to speak in front of crowds. Now I have no fear of public speaking whatsoever. You know, God just little by little worked that out of me. And people are like, you know, do you get stage fright? Never, never. I'll speak in a stadium with 55,000 people, no stage fright whatsoever. So, yeah, get through that mental, whatever that is that's blocking you, those mental blocks, like you know, I'm going to fail, whatever, and just push through during this time. It's a great time to ramp up.
Yeah, stop being a tree, everybody. Stop being a tree.
Stop.
You've been a tree your whole life. It's time to stop being a tree and take a step forward. I love it.
Now, speaking of like stop being a tree and things like that, I want to talk about your book, which is the new book you've written. I thought I had it written down here, but I guess Built to Serve. Okay, so but before that, as a precursor to that, you got a couple of hashtags, okay? You got like Believe is one of them. See, I'm a Christian guy, so I'm thinking, okay, Believe is a great hashtag, okay? Like, I got a friend who is from Canada as well, Hamilton, Ontario. She's the world's sexiest comedian. She was on my show before, Nicole Arbour. She's got a hashtag,
all right.
Go with Team. I love the hashtags, okay? So Believe, which is definitely something that you want to do in this time, is first of all, you have to believe it to get through that mental blockage. But I want to talk about your book, Built to Serve, because, you know, you say that people are unhappy because we are built as humans to serve others, and that's where we find our happiness. So talk about the book a little bit, and we'll get some information out there to our listeners about that.
Yeah, the idea is that you're built to serve. Humans are built to serve, that if you're not happy, it's because you're not serving others. A lot of times, though, serving others requires other people. And because we're afraid of their judgment and how we might be potentially rejected, we end up doing nothing. We become the tree. And knowing we're capable of more, being too afraid to act. Serving others hits the same part of your brain as having food and having sex. Did it functional MRIs? And it lights up the same part in your brain as food and sex, which are also both pretty important as humans to have in your life.
Sure.
And so you need to serve. But now people don't they get the idea that they want to serve. They don't know how to serve. They don't know who to serve. They don't know the process. And that's what the book goes through, and then also how to turn that into a business so that you can make money doing it and not just something that you're kind of doing on the evenings and weekends.
Right. I don't know if you've read the book, The Purpose Driven Life by, is it Rick Warren? You know, he had that book that was pretty wildly popular. But, you know, if somebody were to ask me, and I think people have asked me before, you know, what's the meaning of life? And it's really to positively impact as many people as you can before you leave this earth, okay? And so, yeah, serving others, I mean, Jesus served, you know, he's, you know, according to my faith, you know, God himself, here he is serving, washing the feet of his disciples and everything. And, yeah, we're just built to serve, absolutely. I mean, I think about the nurses and doctors and people in the medical field taking care of COVID. Wow, you know, thank you to all those people in the medical profession that are doing their thing during this time. I mean, they are servants, and I can't remember what show I was watching, but they got into the business not to make money, to collect a paycheck, but to serve. And there's a lot of not-for-profits out there that people get kind of burnt out because they don't make as much money as the corporate world. I did a speaking gig for a not-for-profit that works with kids, and what they do is they try to keep them in the home before they have to go out to a group home. I said, think about this for a second. You know, you're burnt out because you're losing sight of the big picture. The big picture is you are impacting kids' lives forever. You are not only impacting their lives, their family's lives, their friends' lives. There is a greater purpose, and that's why you get into the human services field. So, you know, think about that. And if you leave it all, you know, like great football players, leave it all on the field. And if you do that at work every day, you're going to go home satisfied, and the paycheck won't matter as much. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I think
that's great,
a couple
man.
Things. One, I think people have a weird concept around money. Money's important.
Yeah.
It's just number one. Some people think money is everything, and that's all they're chasing,
right.
And they're never happy. And other people think that money is the root of all, you know, evil.
Yeah.
It's actually
right.
the love of money is the root of all evil.
The love of money. Yep, absolutely.
But money's important. Even if you're a charity or a church, like, you have to make money. It's just not number one. It's got to be something above money. But if money's number, you know, 1,000 for you on your list, then you're never going to build a business or any kind of organization that has a big impact. If you want to be a great comedian, you have to be able to get paid and tour and make money, because all that costs money. The other thing is serving is, there's two types. One is like the random acts of kindness, you know, buying the coffee for the person behind you in line, or, you know, letting somebody in front of you will make you feel good for a moment.
Right. Yeah.
But the real deep, like, purpose filled life comes from helping people who currently are what you used to be. So, if you, Mike, were to help somebody and buy them a cup of coffee in line, you feel good and kind of forget about it the next day. But if somebody came to you who also was stuttering and had no confidence and felt like they could never be on stage, but they really wanted to, and they talk with you for 15 minutes and you gave them the courage and confidence to actually go off and do something about it, that is a whole new level of fulfillment, because that's who you used to be. And a lot of people would say it's not possible. And you represent hope because you've gone through it. So that's what I try to get through with the book as well, is figuring out what was your biggest pain, psychological, emotional pain as a human, and recognize that your best path to service is actually helping other people who currently are feeling that same pain.
Wow. Yeah, that's great stuff. Great stuff. I'm going to open the phone lines up because I know that we got about 6 minutes left, because we're going to go to like 1:25. I will continue a little bit after. But if you want to ask Evan a question, if you're listening out there, the number to call in is 516-531-9305. Again, 516-531-9305. You can ask Evan Carmichael a question. That is all great stuff. I mean, you know, those random acts of kindness, yep, they are good. And you're right. They do make you feel good for a little bit. I remember we were on tour down south, and our tour raises money for American veterans because they get forgotten. So we just decided to do some VFW shows, American Legion shows. And we were down in South Carolina, and there was a guy there. A lot of them have the hats on, you know, Navy vet or whatever. We thanked him for his service, and my opener was like, dude, let's just pay his bill, you know. And I said, that's a great point. Let's pay his bill. So I was behind him. I told the lady, I said, we got his check, whatever. And she's like, you know, he's got it, whatever. And he was like thanking us. And it does. It makes you feel good. But and the long term, you know, I have helped people through their – a lot of people – tons of people have a huge fear of public speaking. They're like, oh my God, I get stage fright. I can never do that. How do you do that? I would love to speak, whatever. And I've helped, you know, I've helped a few people get to where they wanted to start speaking and start doing comedy. I love helping young comedians. I mean, that is, it's so true. It's so true. And I want to encourage people to get the book. And probably the best way to connect with you, I would imagine, is your website. You know, you're on Facebook and Twitter, probably Instagram as well. Evan Carmichael, just like it sounds, .com. And I think all your books are listed on there too. You know, talk about your other books as well that you've written.
So I have two that I did with publishers. The first, this one is Built to Serve, just came out. Your One Word was the first one, which has a similar theme. Like Your One Word is kind of the first book in the journey, but it's figuring out what your most important core value is, your one word. So mine is believe. You said you like hashtags.
Yeah.
It's basically figuring out what your own personal hashtag is and then living your life through that lens. So like if you had to pick, what's your most important core value?
Gosh, that's a tough question. I think my core value is people. I'm such a people person. And I'm always looking for the good in somebody, no matter how heinous they are, I still believe there's a treasure in every person. So
even taking that, whether it's people or care or treasure, like, you know, some people, it'll take some time to kind of come up with, but it's somewhere in that vein. Already knowing that changes how you run your business, who you want to attract into your life. Like if you're going on tour, you want to have a driver who cares about people.
Sure.
You want to have, if you're making YouTube videos, it's not enough just to have somebody who can edit videos. You want them to actually care about the people who are going to be watching it.
Mm-hmm.
You might have an agent who is booking gigs for you. You don't want them, you know, disrespecting the people in the clubs that you're going and speaking at. You want them to care.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people only hire for skill set and they ignore values. And then you get their brain, but you don't get their heart and soul. Where if you were the comedian who cares about people, then you attract the right people to you who then also want to spread this message of caring for others.
Mm-hmm. That's great stuff. Great stuff. I love making people laugh. There are so many people that are hurting. Everybody has issues, okay? They really do. And so comedy is like an escape from reality. We tell people that all the time. We have this disclaimer before we start the show, and we say that, you know, we're going to say some things that might offend you. Sometimes comedy offends, but at the end of the day, we love everybody no matter what race, religion, or gender preference. Okay, so just escape from reality. Open your mind. You know, leave your problems at the doorstep, whatever. You can pick them up when you leave, but just escape from reality for the next hour and a half and just laugh. And it really disarms people. So.
I love it. And to have most of the time, if you think about a comedian, you wouldn't necessarily think care. A lot of comedians are, you know, vulgar or insulting people or very self-deprecating.
Right.
But if you can make somebody, like comedy is art, just like painting a picture or taking a picture, that performance is art. And great art makes people feel. And so if you had somebody coming into your show, and then they felt when they left the show either more cared for or they want to go care for somebody else. So they, like, if somebody after watching your show then goes and calls their mom and says, I love you or something, like, that's a whole different experience than just, I laughed a little bit and now I'm going to go back to my crappy life.
Right, right. No, that's great. I definitely want to impact people. I want to, you know, positively impact. I'd rather positively impact one person's life than negatively impact millions. I mean, there's some entertainers out there that are just not great examples, and I want to be a good example. But it's so rewarding when people say, two or three days later, my face and my gut still hurt, or those say, like, you know, I'm crying laughing at your stuff. But, you know, it's just cool. So I'm hoping to get back to it. We are going to be doing pay-per-view. By the way, you know, if people are looking to do some content, there's a really great website. I mean, there's other great websites out there too, but there's a site called viewstub.com. There's no upfront cost, and you can do a pay-per-view show, and you can also have it on demand. So if there's anybody listening that you want to do a pay-per-view, you know, there's Boxcast as well, but you know, there are $99 a month for Boxcast plus 24 or 25%. This is like 19% for ViewStub, and there's no upfront cost. So there are ways for you guys to get stuff online. And Evan, you brought up a great point to get to work, right, and get those videos out there and get that content out there, and you know, get ready for when everything opens back up again. You never know how soon that's going to be.
That's it, I love it. And just thanks for having me on, and keep doing what you're doing. I love the positivity.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. So listen, connect with Evan. Go onto his website, evancarmichael.com, and you know, connect with him on, follow him on Facebook, subscribe on his YouTube channel, buy his books, and you know, reach out to him. Evan, I got to tell you, man, back in 2013, you had a list on Twitter. It was like the top 100 advertising people to follow. I made the list in May of 2013. I was number 37 on the list of top people to follow in advertising. So I appreciate that. That was a long time ago.
I love it.
Blast from the past. Yeah. So, well, thanks for, you know, coming on to the show. And yeah, I'd love to have you on again at some point. You've been a great guest, and keep doing what you're doing.
Cool. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, take care.
Ciao.
Goodbye. Was Evan Carmichael, guys. Great guest. I hope you learned a lot. I hope that you tuned in. And if you missed any of the show, if you tuned in late, just go back, and this is on demand as well. I want to redirect your attention to my marketing seminars. Go to viewstub.com and click on events. You will see my event Marketing to the Max. Hop into that series of 12 videos. I'm going to break down advertising, website design, social media marketing, SEO, advertising, branding, customer service. $10 a video, or you get all 12 videos for $100. Again, viewstub.com, and then click on events, and you'll see that Marketing to the Max. It's going to be great. I appreciate you guys tuning in, and I believe I'm going to be trying to get Eric Diebendorf from Syracuse University. He played Syracuse University basketball on my show very soon, and also Don McPherson, who played quarterback for Syracuse University. He's got a great book out. Folks, thanks for tuning in, and hit me up, message me, connect with me on social media as well, MikeBova.com. Again, M-I-K-E-B-O-V-A, MikeBova.com. Hit me up on my social media channels, and I look forward to talking to you guys soon. See ya.